is not for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist in Oklahoma City tonight. Is that right, Dr. Drew?
Yep.
And why is Dr. Drew in Oklahoma City? Because somebody dropped a nickel. Yes, indeedy.
That's
what are you
right.
doing over there?
I'm talking for a healthcare organization. Give a talk right. tonight. Give me another talk to a group of sick adolescents tomorrow morning. It's good.
All right. Wow.
Yeah, it's good times.
Taking money from sick adolescents, Drew. That is twisted.
It's an all-time low.
Have you no conscience? All right. So you're doing the Lord's work over there. But you're getting some money from today's speaking, but tomorrow you speak for free, yes?
That's right. Exactly.
But, I mean, you'll pass the hat or open the guitar case. I mean, let
sure.
some of those.
Well, I mean, you know, what are you going to do?
Well, the kids are sick. They're not poor, you know. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Drew, in Oklahoma City, Anna, how far are you from where the federal building was bombed?
I'm at 94.7 The Buzz, which is our affiliate here in Oklahoma City, and we are actually in the building that was originally supposed to be bombed, apparently.
Oh,
the
really?
FBI was, yeah, the FBI was in this building, but something happened where they couldn't get the truck into the garage. This is part of the story we don't hear in Los Angeles.
Wow.
And I can see the downtown from here for where the building was.
Hmm.
Probably a couple miles away.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
What?
No, I was just picturing a radio station building being bombed and thinking, kind of be a push. You know what I mean? I mean, it'd be tragic, just not as bad as if it was a regular building. What's going on over there, Drew? Pager going off? People
yeah,
page Drew.
Lauren is paging.
Lauren's
here,
paging you. Awesome.
Isn't that nice?
She's the world's greatest producer. I was about to say, Drew, you've been doing this goddamn show for 21 years, and yet people still call you at 10:03 every night.
Every night.
What? And then my next tirade was, "What kind of idiot would call it?" But it was Lauren. Okay.
Well, can I tell you what she emailed me or what she sort of paged me with here?
Oh, I know why she paged you. She wants you to read the Cry Wolf.
What? Yeah.
Is that the one?
Yeah, yeah.
Write the Cry Wolf promo.
Yeah.
It's all right.
You do so it. Here you go.
Do it. Right. Oh, you have it? You have it?
Yeah. It's what she paged me with.
I thought she sent the Cry Wolf thing via, like, a text message?
Yeah, she thought it was going to be, I think she mistook it for my email address, and she put it on my pager.
Oh, all right. Well, go ahead and
do
the plug off your pager.
So here you go. So
she's upset, by the way. Lauren's upset because she's not going to go to the Tori Amos concert this week.
No. Uh-oh. Why not?
Yeah.
That's more than upset. That's like suicide time for her.
She's got to do some work or something. Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm upset that I am going to the Tori Amos concert this week.
Yeah, nice.
I don't have the heart.
All callers
to get
on the air tonight who are 18 years of older will receive two tickets to see Cry Wolf. It's about a group of students who create an online murderer who comes to life and kills everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone who gets on the air, who gets the tickets, will win to qualify for a drawing to see Block Party, who did the movie soundtrack, anywhere they play in Europe. Adam.
Hmm.
This Friday, You Lie, You Die.
I'm telling you, that is Wolfman Jack's catchphrase, and that's where the wolf thing comes in, and this Cry Wolf. If I'm lying, I'm dying. I'm telling you. But we looked for it on the internet, and we couldn't find it.
I know.
It's driving me insane.
Where is Jamie Kennedy?
Where is Jamie Kennedy?
Wasn't he supposed to be in there with you tonight?
No. But way to keep track of the guests.
What?
Jamie Kennedy is not coming in here tonight.
Look at the wall. Look what's on the wall and window.
The Bravery last night.
Huh?
Nobody this night.
Oh, it got canceled. Okay.
Trapped, Jenny pardon. McCarthy, Alana Eubank, or Eubach, and let's see, Jeff Probst. Ooh, Survivor.
Nice.
Survivor.
Did he bring his girlfriend, Julie?
I hope so.
Yeah, I figured.
Little Indian mix.
Well, that's right. She's right in your sweet spot, isn't she?
No, but she is on paper, but for some reason she's not, but she's cute anyway. I mean, I'm into her, don't get me wrong. But, you know, I love Jeff Probst, and I love Survivor, and that started tonight, so I'm watching
that. Did you do the dance?
Oh, I got screwed on the TiVo. Let me tell you something. That TiVo, You know, after, you know what happens? Let me tell you what happens with TiVo. You get a little soft after a while, and you just start thinking the thing kind of knows what you're doing.
Right.
And it's like, hey, the TiVo knows I watch Survivor. TiVo knows I'm a huge Survivor fan. And it's like, hey, the premiere of this new episode of Survivor coming on this. And I'm like, yeah, TiVo's got it covered. TiVo doesn't know.
Oh.
Well, what it is you get that season pass going from last year, right?
Right.
So what happens is you get soft because you watch 150 episodes of Survivor and you never TiVo one of them because you just got the season pass a year ago.
Right.
But now it goes away and you get soft and you don't get your Survivor. And I don't get to do my crazy Survivor dance. Yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Crazy, the dog looking at me like I'm retarded. Yo, hey, ho.
Does your wife want to call the police or something when you do that?
No, it's the only thing she likes about me. My Survivor dance. It's down to that. It used to be sense of humor. It was many, many things. But now it's just down to my retarded novelty Survivor dance. And it's always accentuated because I'm in either a towel or robe when I'm doing it. You know, before
just
we
sack
come here.
Everywhere.
Oh, just
that's
this
disgusting.
Sackle wave.
Sack of
scrotal plenty. Wave. Yeah, scronami.
We're getting all time low here.
Prodigious sack. All right.
Yeah. Well, so, hey, listen, Jamie's not here, but.
Week.
Yeah, good. Jamie Kennedy's not here tonight. Why, I don't know, because last night it was on the window.
You know what, though, Drew? I'll tell you why I sort of disagree with that, because I always glance up at it, and I wasn't thinking about it when I came in tonight. I knew we had no guests tonight.
All right. But there's a guy here sitting in the studio with me who is the morning show host, Mo, from 94.7 here, The Buzz, and he is a huge Adam Carolla fan. This is like a major thing for him to be able to say hi to you. Do you
wow.
mind?
Yeah. I kind of like to get on with the show, Drew, if that would be cool.
The guy's going to break into tears in a second here. Come on.
Well, I mean, it's just the kids, you know. They're...
Mo.
Hello, Adam.
Mo.
How
what's
you doing,
happening?
Man?
I'm doing
much,
good. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man.
I can't believe you stayed up. You have to do the morning show tomorrow?
Well, you know, it's like a dream of mine to talk to you. You know, I couldn't even sleep. I tried to go home and take a nap. I couldn't do it because it was you, man.
And he waited until Too Late with Adam Carolla was over before he came over here
right,
to do this.
Exactly.
Oh, you are so awesome, Mo.
I do. I watch the show with my pants down.
Awesome. And is there a two-hour difference to Oklahoma City
here? Yeah, it's midnight here.
It's midnight, and are you really on the air at 6 a.m.?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, I am.
Wow.
Actually, I'll be sleeping here. I'm actually sleeping here in the couch in the studio.
Such commitment.
Yeah, it's nice. All right? This is a real radio guy, Adam. Not
thanks,
soft
Mo.
Like you and me.
Listen, Mo, I got to tell you, too, I'm a fan of yours. I dug some of your air check tapes out of Kevin Weatherly's garbage and listened to them on the way home. They were awesome. Awesome stuff.
Was it right below yours?
Oh, baby. No, I'm the only guy on the air hopes Weatherly doesn't hear him.
Yeah. Oh, that's the truth. We meet with our program director, and the only note is, Adam, stop talking.
Yeah.
Don't talk
awesome.
So much.
Does it suck to meet with your program director, same over there as it does here?
Oh. For Adam.
Look, I mean, it's like saying at your school did it suck to get called into the principal's office as much as it did at our school. I think it's a universal thing. Did it suck to get molested by your stepdad as much as it sucked to get molested by my step? You know what I mean? And I'm sure there's some stepdads that are worse than others and some principals that are worse than others, but either way, it's a long walk down that hall.
You know what it is, Adam? It works like this. These people who are in charge of radio stations, if they were so damn good, they'd still be on the air. It's the truth. We're on the air. We know what we're doing. We're getting the numbers. If they were so damn good, they'd still be doing it.
Oh, Adam.
That's why I hate
Uh-oh.
Consultants. I hate all these people.
Uh-oh.
Who are you
Uh-oh.
To tell me if you were so good, you'd still be on the air?
Oh, Adam.
What number market is Oklahoma City, Drew? 226? Because you're heading into the fives, my brother. All right.
That's
Mo, God love you. Fight
let
the
him
man.
One,
fight
let him
the
do
man.
One call. Let,
okay.
let him do one call. One call.
Right. What is this, Make-A-Wish Foundation?
No, well, hey, man, I got him on an hour on my morning show tomorrow. The least you can give me is an hour on yours.
All right.
Right?
An hour?
Well, whatever.
I feel high. Karen.
Hi.
You're 27?
Hi, yep.
Yeah, you're on with Dr. Drew and Mo.
And Mo?
Yeah.
You'll know
on,
me
baby.
In about 3 years, I guarantee it.
Yeah. When he stabs his wife.
Uh-huh.
Only if
be all over the papers. Yeah. Go ahead, Karen. You got a question?
Yeah. I'm engaged to this guy. We've been engaged for it'll be about 3 years come December.
Yeah.
And
what's the question?
Well, he had originally when we got together, he had told me that he was gay, but
well, that's not something that typically goes away.
Well, it has, though. I mean, he stopped seeing all guys and everything. And
how could you be so
I've
naive?
Known gay guys before.
All right, hold on a second.
But
here's the thing, too. When a guy tells you he's gay when you get together, either he's gay or he's just trying to get you to go away.
Right, but she knew him well enough to know he was doing things with guys. He's gay.
Yeah, but I mean, just think of what that sounds like in terms of how interested a guy is to be with you.
Right.
You know, it's like someone saying, "Could I get your phone number?" And you're going, "I don't have a phone."
You know, I've known some gay men that kind of do that. They say, "You know, I'm gay," but they sort of allow an intimacy to develop that. You know, it's not really fair to the woman. Often,
yeah, it's lazy, it's gay, it's gazy.
It's gazy.
I think it was we had an intern around here named Gazy for a while.
Uh-huh.
Karen, what is up? Do you have any kids with this man?
Oh no.
Oh good.
I can't
okay.
Have kids.
Oh
why?
Good.
That's good, but why?
Yeah. Why?
Why?
My biology doesn't work.
Are you sure?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I have PCOS, which Dr. Drew knows about.
Well, polycystic ovarian disease, that's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Polycystic ovarian syndrome is why you put the S on the end. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean you're completely infertile, necessarily.
They did the testing.
And you are?
It doesn't work, no.
Okay.
All right. Well, good.
Good times.
And
this guy's
not
gay.
Not necessarily, but...
All right, this guy, we're thinking this guy's gay if he says he was gay before.
Then it's like saying I was an addict. You're always that. You may do other things, you may change your behavior, but that's there. And with addiction, obviously, you can go on to other things, but with gay, you usually stay with it.
Well, I'm thinking if that's it, maybe he just wants to settle down for security.
Of course. He wants to not. A lot of men that are gay don't want to be that way or still want somehow to also have a family or have a wife and continue their liaisons. There's guys that do that.
Also, they think about their parents sometimes. You know, here's an interesting thing.
Man, it's a beard kind of thing.
Is Mo still hanging out?
Yeah, Mo's here.
Mo, you're a straight guy, right?
Yes, I am.
But, you know,
Mo reminds me a lot of you. He's got a porn habit that's prodigious.
Yeah, like me and every other guy in porn. I mean, every Freudian slip. Every guy, period. And then radio guys look at him. But here's the whole thing. Do you think there's a certain amount of men out there who are gay, who feel guilty about it, who are, you know, in their late 20s, early 30s, and who are sort of waiting for pops to kick off or to go into the home or to do whatever before they really come out with it?
Yeah, like,
without a doubt.
Yes, that happens.
Let's face it. I think a lot of guys who are going around who are gay, you know, still in the closet, it's because of how society's, you know,
or it's about their
how
parents.
They're going to accept them, their parents, or whatever.
Yeah, there's I no would doubt say about it. Everyone always talks about how society is going to take it, but for most folks, it's probably about the immediate family,
yes,
oftentimes.
Yeah. Of course, like everything.
Oh, it's like that day, it would break mom's heart. And, you know, every time I go over there for Thanksgiving, she's always talking about grandkids and, you know.
Right.
I could definitely see how that would go. Whereas I wish I was gay so I could break my family's heart.
Or so you just get a reaction.
I'm thinking about blowing a guy just so I can disappoint my parents.
I don't think they'd react.
Mo, come down here. We're going to partner up.
You and I?
Yeah,
hey,
I'm going to... I'm
you're
gonna
pretty
introduce
hot guy
you.
Here, Adam.
Yeah, I'm going to introduce you to my family. This is my new life partner, Mo.
I want you to... Wait, hang on a second. Mo, describe yourself. How tall are you?
Oh, God. Adam, I don't know if I'm your type, bro. About 6'3", about 275, 280.
Perfect. Well, listen. I'm not going to blow you. I'm just going to make my family think I'm blowing you.
Hey, that's fine. Can I mooch off you? I know you got a lot of dough. As long as I can mooch, I'll be your gay partner as long as I can mooch with you.
I'm just
you know what I'm saying? Take me out to dinner for some lobster.
When I'm going to need you, I will surf and turf you, my friend.
Hey, let's do it, man.
Here's what I'm going to need you to do, Mo. Because I don't feel like I've sufficiently gotten back at my family. You know, they did it.
Why do you Why do you want to get back here?
Oh, just,
well,
it's a long
I'll tell
story.
You why. Because,
shut up!
Because it's payback time. That's why. Anderson, not a fan of Mo. Let me tell you, Anderson wasn't a fan of mine for the first 6 years. Just barely got over the hump. Oh, no.
Yeah?
Yeah. Now, here's what I'd like to do. Hear me out, Drew. Tell me if you think this will work. My family did a, you know, they did a lazy. Lazy is about the best thing you could say about their rearing of me. So what did I do to repay them? You know, I got a job, then I got on radio, then I made a few bucks, and I leased my dad a car, then I got married to a nice woman. That's hardly
payback. And then you bust their chops every night on the radio.
Yeah, but they don't listen. That's why I can speak about my plan freely.
Okay.
So here's my thing. What I'm going to do is, Mo, I'm going to fly you out at your own expense.
Yes, that's fine. That's no problem.
I'm going to need you to wear cut-off sweatpants, flip-flops, and a wife beater. All right?
That's basically what I'm wearing right now.
Yeah, that's
all right.
Good.
That's what I want you to wear. Yeah, no, in a leather fanny pack, because you're not going to have pockets in the sweatpants, all right? I'm going to bring you over to dinner, and I'm going to just make the announcement that I cut Lynette loose. And that I woke up and I realized I was living a lie. And Drew helped me discover myself.
And you even cut Jimmy loose?
I cut Jimmy loose.
You thought it would be all about him, but no.
I want you to meet Mo. And Mo and I have been carrying on for some time.
No. So slow down. No, yeah, Mo, my life partner.
My life partner, Mo. And here's the thing. I'll do that thing where it's like, don't try to talk me out of it. This has been going on for a couple of years now. I didn't want to say anything until I was sure. And then we're going to French kiss. Then later I'm going to vomit out. I'm going to vomit out in the driveway. But we're going to kiss in front of them. And I'm going to rub your belly a little bit. And I'm going to call you monkey nipples. And then I'm going to announce that there'll be no grandchildren and that we're leaving. And that'll be it.
Now my question is, when they start flipping out on you, should I start to cry then?
It'd be awesome if you cried and masturbated, because I want
at the same time.
I'm going to explain to him that you're sexually compulsive.
Okay.
And I'm going to see if I can't get my dad to vomit. I'm going to explain that I realized that not only I was gay, but I was a bottom. And that I'm with a man who's sexually compulsive, but he fits my needs. And he wears the sweatpants for easy access.
Right. You know, I think I can handle that, dude.
All right. Thank you, Mo. Put this on your check tape. I'll get out of Wesley's garbage can in a week. All right. God love you, Mo. 94.7.
That's right. The Buzz.
The Buzz.
No, they don't do that here.
All right.
No.
Have you kicked Mo out of the studio, yeah?
Yeah, he's gone.
Oh. Good meeting you, Mo. God love you. Tom.
Yes.
23.
Yes.
You suffer from premature ejaculation?
Yeah, I should probably let you know first. I broke my leg in October of 2001, so I started taking... I spiral fractured my tib and fib into 11 pieces.
So you're an opiate addict now.
Ooh.
Hi?
You're on opiates now.
Well, I was on Vicodin for... Well, I couldn't walk for 4 months. I was on crutches.
What are you taking now?
What do I take now?
What do I take now?
Nothing.
Okay.
I've been to LA and I've been to detox. I paid $9,000.
Wow.
And to recommend to anybody listening, if you have the chance to not take Vicodin, don't do it. It just about wrecked my life. I'm a middle class family person. My dad owns a successful business. I have a great family.
Mm.
And the Vicodin just about ruined my life.
Tom, how did you shatter your femur?
Tibia.
No, my tibia.
Tibia.
On a motorcycle.
That's a motorcycle. Yeah, that's a typical motorcycle accident.
All right. Here's the thing, everybody. I have seen Vicodin sort of get a grip on people that normally didn't get, that drugs didn't take hold of.
Well, and I don't smoke pot. I mean, I don't
anymore.
I smoke pot probably five times in my life. I don't like doing it.
Yeah. Now, Drew and I get in this argument all the time because Drew is always, well, you have to be an alcoholic otherwise. But all I'm saying is, you know,
after my detox, have not done anything. I do
well,
not drink.
I'm just saying you have
Drew
to have the genetic.
Still argue you're an alcoholic.
You have to have the genetic heritage of alcoholism.
Well,
right.
Then
well,
it's,
I
got to talk. Yeah. It's more widespread than we know. All I'm saying is I know people who have somehow made it through 40 years of life without getting hooked on anything and then ran into a little trouble with Vicodin. And that just means if you can take something else for your pain, it's probably a good idea. Although I don't know what that substance is.
Well, it's always opiates. That's the only thing that's going to work. So all the opiates are the same. It's not unique to Vicodin.
It is. It's just the most popular.
It's just one that's widely available. And whether it's OxyContin or Percocet or Dilaudid or Demerol, whatever it is, they're all
it's
the
all
same.
All going to do it. Yeah.
All going to do it. And so the trick is don't take the stuff for more than a week. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. Yeah, for me, it just don't do anything for me.
Just well, you don't take enough of it, I guess.
Oh, listen, I tried.
Ugh.
And then I saw that thing that said, you know, the martini glass with the cross through it. You know what I mean? Don't do it with booze.
With the bubbles coming out?
Yeah. Don't do it with the booze. And that, you know, which to me means do it with the booze.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I see an X through something, and it's more of a gateway.
Yes.
It's not an X. Yeah. Still nothing.
Still the world is your oyster. I mean, because that's all the world is.
It did.
Yeah. It'll be great when I go to Howard Stern and you stay here and rot. Forever, Anderson. It's going to be awesome.
That was the night.
Tom?
Yeah.
All right, so don't do Vicodin.
No, I don't. I've been clean since February.
Yeah, but that's your message. Don't do Vicodin.
No, I understand that. And because of that, I've been scared to drink.
Great.
I just don't want to get hooked on anything.
Great. Excellent.
So I'm just so scared to death of...
What's your question?
Well, my question is when I was on Vicodin, I could have sex for as long as I wanted.
Right, opiates suppress sexual functioning.
Yeah.
Right, and I could come if I wanted to. I don't know if I can say this on the air, but if I could finish if I wanted.
What's your question?
We get it.
What is your question? You got it.
Before I start beating off.
What are you taking? You're taking something now, though. It
sounds
like.
Yeah. What are you doing?
No, I'm not taking anything now. I am. My question is I.
Hold on a second.
He sounds loaded.
It does sound loaded. Wow. Sometimes when people are stupid, they sound loaded. But there is a kind of a loadedness to him, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where he's like, I could, and he's
a little
sort
slurry.
Of, yeah, and we're kind of like, all right, spit it out, and
yeah,
I could, I wouldn't eject, yeah, that's because, and they just sort of keep getting back to it.
Right.
All right. Tom, you're not doing any drugs, no booze, you didn't have a beer tonight?
No.
No medication?
No, none.
All right, that's a bad sign. So the question is...
What do I do to where I can have normal sex and not pre-ejaculate? And but that's embarrassing, being with a girl and
here's
being
the deal.
Able to it's last the, for 10 seconds.
All right. Go ahead,
right. Well, it's the same as anybody with that problem, which is find a relationship, kind of work it out. There's different things can be done, obviously. There is a medication going to come out in about a year that will significantly change this. It's basically a short-acting Prozac type medicine. It's going to significantly... This is a biological process, as you found out. You take a medication, it suppresses it. There will be a safe medication for this down the road, but there really isn't anything you can do to change your rhythm, change your timing, other than change what you do with it, and that's sort of working it out with a partner, and you know, if you have somebody you're with for a while, that you'll figure that out.
Yeah. You just need to get with somebody and get it worked out.
That's right.
All right. Let's see. Gouged one
what
of
time
his...
for break?
Well, hold on, Drew.
Well, okay, Mr. Corolla.
Well, first off, there's a two-hour time difference, so it's 12:24 where you're at, so technically you're done with the show.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, wait a minute. That was a horrible argument.
Yeah.
Scratch that.
Okay.
Joseph, who we're not going to talk to, is 16 years old. He gouged one of his testicles while trimming his pubic hair. That just sounds like the kind of idiot I'd like to talk to. Joseph?
Oh. Hey.
Joe?
What's going on, guys?
Yeah, hang on a second.
Oh.
Think about, Drew.
Yeah.
Think about if you had some sort of chart, some sort of way to chart the incidence of pubic sac NAD related injuries from like 1952 to 2005 for teenage males. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean,
there
was probably not a male who was 16 that dyed his pubes, cut his pubes, or even knew where his pubes were on his goddamn body in the 50s. And now everyone's doing something special down there.
Yep, you're right. So all kinds of sharp objects and chemicals coming around.
Yeah, right. It's like, well, what I did is, you know, you got to bleach it out with the hydrogen peroxide before you dyed. Otherwise, it's not going to look red. It's going to look black. And then if you want to, you know, if you want to get the mohawk going, or you want to get the Mr. T going down there, I mean, you got to get a nice buzzer. I got one of them wall cordless ones. That thing works like, and then all of a sudden, pow, all of a sudden there's skin flying and guys screaming.
And add to that what guys are doing on BMX bikes and motorcycles and stuff. You know what I'm saying? And skateboards.
Never been a worse time to be a scrotum sack.
To be a testicle. This is it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The sack really. Sack is really just a Bota bag, and then the testicles like the wine inside.
Right.
That's heavy.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's take
a
break.
Yeah. Thanks.
Hey, man. Worst invention ever, that Bota bag. Everything tastes like a moose. Everything just tastes like a moose took a crap in it. Bota bag seems cool. That's one of them leather canteens. Seems like a great idea. You get to hold it over your head and squeeze wine in your mouth.
It was a very 70s thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome. It's like drinking out of water that's been sitting wrapped up in a leather car seat and out in the hot sun for a couple days. It's a great invention.
Yeah.
But it's cool when you're skiing, you know, squeezing in your mouth. Drew, did you have a Bota bag?
No, but it seemed like everyone around me did. I hated them. The people take them skiing all the time.
Yeah.
God.
All right, let's take a little break. Drew was the nerd with the canteen. Ugh. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Yeah, love line, everybody. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew coming to you live tonight from Oklahoma City. Why? Because somebody dropped a nickel. He's over at 94.7 The Buzz. Keeping it real over there. Traffic, weather, news, traffic and weather coming up the top of the hour. Quarter hour, half hour, 8th hour, 16th hour, 32nd hour, 64th hour, 128th hour, 256th hour. Weather, traffic breaking in and... when news and traffic breaks, when wind breaks, we'll be breaking in. Tell you what I'm talking about right now. Drew,
ew.
We might be checking some temperatures later on out here in the Southland.
Oh,
because
that's great.
A lot has changed since you left the town 12 hours ago.
It's a big, huge weather change, I heard. I heard Pacoima's.
The Pacoima checking in at 68 degrees, 68 in Van Nuys, 68 in Simi Valley, 68 in La Crescenta. Oh, here's something off the news. Diggers, what is this? Simi Valley still 68 degrees. Slow and go on the DeVore Pass. Look out for brake lights, mattress, and lanes. Thank you. Fan-effing-tastic. How do we process all this useful information, Drew?
Drew,
let me ask you this. Remember when you would hear something and it meant something?
No, I don't remember that anymore.
But there was
really
a time when if
believe,
you heard something, it meant something.
It. Yeah, I could believe it and or it was important.
Think about what you hear now. Here's what you hear. First off,
I hear 10,000 dead in New Orleans.
10,000 dead in New Orleans and maybe higher than that. Some suspect higher. Higher or are they just higher? Because there's 200. That's number one. Number two, first off, I close my eyes, I hear a backup beeper. That's all I beep, 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 beep. I've just realized I'm tuning everything out. 71 in Simi Valley, beep, beep. 10,000 dead in New Orleans, beep, beep. That's my life. I need I just walk around with a bucket on my head now.
Nice.
That's all. And Drew, your kids are going to have to learn to tune everything out.
They already have.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good. Okay. Joseph?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, anyway, I got home tonight.
Adam, I think you disturbed Joe. I mean, you called him and disturbed him.
I know it's intrusive ringing you up at this hour, but we heard you had a problem with your testicles, and we really like to get to the bottom of it. So if you could please just bear with us, brother.
Okay.
We'll make it up to you. Go ahead.
So I was trimming my pubes tonight, and
kind of, because, you know, you have, like, that hair on the balls.
Hold on.
No. Wait a minute.
Michelle,
wait
a minute.
What is he talking about?
Hair on the balls. All right. Well, whatever. I'm still listening. I'm still listening. Go ahead.
Special, but I have it there. It's, you know, it's a big deal. And I was trimming it, and it kind of gouged it, if you will, my right testicle.
What gouged it?
The scissors.
Scissors? I have a policy. I think it's Adam's policy, too. Sharp objects? No.
Keep the sharp from away from the junk.
Yeah.
You know, they have scissors that are actually rounded at the very end for, like, trimming your nasal hair and your ear hair and your junk hair.
I don't have any of those.
Yeah. Be probably the best $3 you ever spent, Joseph.
Actually, I saw it at the dollar store.
But I was talking about getting three of them. So the joke's on you. Yeah,
cool.
Weisenheimer. By the way, when you're at the dollar store, the 99-cent store, and you see something you kind of like, but you just can't squeeze the trigger, that's a bad sign. You're just standing there, long bridge of drool coming out of your mouth. You've been eyeballing the scissors. 99 cents. I do need a pair. Did stab myself last time I trimmed the pubes. I don't know. I just couldn't justify it. Maybe. Okay, I'll wait for that promotion. All right, I'll be back. How late are you guys open? I'll be back. Really, wait, what can you not buy at the 99-cent store?
Rounded scissors, evidently.
Well, they had them there. He just wasn't willing to get the wallet out. Just couldn't squeeze the trigger, Drew, that's all.
Tough.
All right, he's fine. Or if he's not, he should go to the hospital, right?
Right. I mean, I don't
believe
the questions.
It.
Yeah, either.
Well, what do you do? It's not a question. It's a statement, and that means it's bogus.
Right.
Joseph.
Hey, Adam, you know what?
Bogus.
Joseph's bogus? Yeah.
Yeah. What do you want, Drew?
Say your life partner's hanging around here.
Mo?
He's still here, yeah.
Tell Mo I want him to start eating, because I'd like to see him up around three bells when I introduce him to the family.
He heard that. He's coming over the mic.
Tell him I didn't want him to do that. I just want him to start eating. No Mo. Anderson got the No Mo chant going.
Who is Anderson? That's your producer?
Engineer.
That's what I keep asking, too. Who's Anderson?
What the hell's his problem with me?
That'd be a great bumper sticker.
I like Mo.
He likes Mo.
Well, I think Mo will do good, because Mancow does well. So Mo's got a future.
Yeah.
Mancow?
Yeah. Mancow's very popular.
I've heard of it. I've never heard him on the air, though.
You will in 3 years.
I never heard him on the air, either. I don't know what's...
He's good.
That's what I hear, but I've
never...
Adam. Oh, yeah. Well, that's our show. That's not doing a morning show. It's not even doing a radio show. All right. Let's keep on keeping on.
All right.
Mo, hit the vending machine, brother. Get yourself a fun sack of Bugles and get to snacking.
I'm pretty close to what you're talking about, trust me.
Well, here's the deal. If you're already, you know, on the cusp of three, I'd like to see around 325. Whatever it is, step it up to the next level. That's all I'm saying. I had you about 275. Was looking to see you coming in about three. Again, Thanksgiving right around the corner. I got to show you to my folks. That's all.
I'm looking forward to it, man.
We're going to do that thing, too. We're going to do that thing that you used to see guys do in high school. Remember that obnoxious couple in high school? They walked with their hands in each other's back pocket.
Oh, whoa.
Except
your dad will vomit right then. You don't have to do the French kissing.
Well, this is better because Mo's going to be wearing the cutoff sweats. I'm just going to have my hand tucked inside the belt. You know what I mean?
It won't be tucked. It'll be lost.
It'll be lost in,
you know what I'm saying?
In this prodigious crack.
Right.
It's going to be awesome. Yeah. All right. Drew, who do you want to talk to? Do you want to talk to Jessica, Painful
Sex?
Do
you want to play the David Alan Greer thing for Mo?
Oh, the names?
Yeah.
All right, I wouldn't mind hearing Dag's. Right. it's our new favorite thing. Dag turning Drew's birth control contents into black kids' names.
100 micrograms of ethanol estradiol, which is...
Ethanol estradiol!
It's the progesterone. It's the levonorgestrel.
And where's levonorgestrel?
Or the norethindrone.
Norethindrone. Put that wiffle ball back down. Come in the house.
Joe Biden.
man, I'm sick of these kids, man.
I'll tell you, I just walk around all day hearing David Alan Greer's voice converting things into black kids' names.
Medical terms, medication. Good.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's a make of car. It doesn't matter. I just hear somebody say a word, and I just convert it. I look at a menu, and I see a Stromboli, and I just hear David Alan Greer yelling for Stromboli, get in the house, and I start laughing.
So, Mo, when you and Adam get together, for his birthday, he wants me to bring out the Stedman's Medical Dictionary and the Physician's Desk reference and just start calling out words that appear in these tomes. And so with David Alan Greer standing there just converting stuff into his mama.
Did you ever notice, I don't know if you, I got a buddy of mine who works at a hospital, and there's names, and I don't want to say it like this, but black people names, I don't know if you ever heard of, they're like, if Orangelo, there's Orange Jello, there's Yellow Jello, or what is it, Lamangelo, there's, if you look through the list of black names in a hospital, there's Orange Jello, Green Jello. lemon gel. Honest to God, I never could figure that out.
Well, they're resourceful folks, and they improvise too. I think that's one thing. I think Whitey comes in preloaded with a name. You know what I'm saying?
Dave, I think the people, Steve, Tom.
I think the people of color see their kid and decide what you know what I mean. Like, here's what it is.
It's free. It's a free hand.
Well, no, here's the deal. Yeah, when you get a dog,
abstract expressionism versus some sort of highly rigid art form.
That's the point. We're too uptight. Like, here's what I mean. We name our dogs before we see them.
Yeah.
They see the dog and then name it, because you don't want to call a Bowser a Skipper or Skipper a Chief. You know what I'm saying? You
Absolutely.
Have to see the dog. You don't want to call some short-haired dog Fluffball. I think that's how the blacks name their kids. I think they see the kid and they decide what the kid looks like. Because that's why we have white kids walking around, and it's like, we got guys named Gerald that don't look like Gerald's. We got guys named Mike that don't look like Mike's, or Fredericks that don't look like Fredericks. Black kids all look like their names.
So what do they do? Name them after they're 5, 6 years old?
Don't they all look basically the same when
they're born?
Oh, how dare you?
I'm just saying,
Mo?
Don't they?
No,
white kids look the same
do
when
not.
Born?
No, they do not. They look very, very different, because we're all different, and you cannot judge.
But when you're born, you look the same.
I really do think they look at their kids, they decide what they are, and they name them according a name that works according to them. And that's the way you should name your kids. And when I get my wife pregnant, that's what I'm going to say. Instead of looking through a big fat book, if it's a girl, if it's a boy, let's look at it. Like I said, you get a dog, you check out the dog, you see what it looks like, and then you name it.
How's that going?
I'm
going to
name my kid Pink Mucus.
How's that? Or just Meconium.
Meconium. All right. I'm going to tell you. I don't know, Jerome. We're trying to get pregnant. Please.
Yeah,
please.
Yeah. How's it going?
Well, what do you mean, how's it going? She's not pregnant.
I'm just asking how it's going. You're moving along and you got some plans.
We're trying. Yeah, we're doing things.
Cool.
We're doing things.
Nice.
Come on. Maybe God doesn't like me. Could you imagine not having more of me in the world?
Oh, whatever will we do?
All right, let's take a break.
All right.
We're going to come back. We'll talk to Sudafen. She suffer from severe depression. That's a bummer. Bumps on the penis. That's nice.
Ooh, that's good.
Painful sex. That's always a strong one.
Nice, good, yeah.
All right, all that after this. Yeah, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew in Oklahoma City tonight.
Yeah.
94.7 The Buzz. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. You should watch my show on Comedy Central tonight, 11:30, because
like your life partner did.
Do a movie review. Yeah.
Wow.
What'd
you review?
Powerful. I reviewed the movie Gremlins.
Very timely.
Well, it's only 24 years old. That's all. No, it came out in 84. It's only 21. Oh, it's only 21 years old.
Brand new.
85, 84, 85. It's practically brand new. Still got that new movie smell. Yeah, I don't want to review new movies. I'd rather review... You know what you should do? Guys review movies that no one has seen, and then they get away with murder. Like, right. I saw Siskel, Ebert, and Roper, whatever. They interviewed... they reviewed Red Eye. Red Eye blew whale ass. Red Eye sucked. But the point is they both gave it two thumbs up, and I just sat there watching them going, oh, okay, wow, this is a looker. And then I went and saw it, and then I got angry later. But if they review, if people had the balls to review a movie that was, yeah, if they had the huevos to review a movie that was 10 years old that you saw three times, then you could argue with them.
Right.
All right. Hey, Drew.
Yeah.
You know how last week I got obsessed with the similarities between super rich people and super poor people?
Yes.
And how poor and rich people shared more similarities than the middle class did with either the poor or the rich.
And I think a lot of people know that in terms of sort of the liabilities of being really poor or really rich. But what you clued into is that some of the sort of nondescript or ancillary qualities also were shared. Like having upholstered furniture outside your house.
Yeah, if you have a sofa outside, either you have a beautiful pool with a cabana area or it's just on your porch and there's...
It's bad.
Your cousin has crashed out on it.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah. I thought I would call it rich man, poor man.
Ooh.
The junior, you know what got me thinking is the names. More juniors. You know, there's more people naming themselves after themselves that are either really poor or really rich. It's not a middle class thing. I also come to think of it, the crazy names, too. The Thurstons and things like that. Super rich, super poor. The here's another one I was thinking about. The spending time in a bathrobe.
Ooh, good one.
Yeah, because super rich guy might spend all day in a bathrobe, and a super poor guy might spend all day in a bathrobe, too. And same with wearing slippers outside the house. That's a super rich or super poor thing. Super rich people have a lot of cars, and poor people have a lot of cars. They're on blocks. They don't run, but they have multiple cars.
Right,
alternative medicine, we figured out.
Oh, that's right, yes.
Hunting. They both hunt. One is going after, you know, quail. And they're on horseback, and the other's like shooting wild turkey or eating squirrels or something.
And eating it,
yeah. You know, here's one. Here's an interesting one. You ready, Drew?
Huh.
You sitting down, my brother?
Uh-huh.
Live around water. Real rich people live like by the ocean or on the, you know, in Miami or on the thing. They have a dock. They have a whatever. Poor people live by swamps and by lakes and stuff. You know what I mean?
Or on the
bodies
of
water
on the benches,
the delta.
At beaches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's not even poor. That's just homeless.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Are driven, whether they're chauffeured or they just lost their license with a DUI and they have to have some driving to work and stuff. You know
what have you been doing all day?
I've been thinking, baby.
Oh,
someone's been thinking. I'm just saying really rich people and really poor people, they both have to be driven or they both get driven. Like here's the thing. If you're poor and you're going to the airport, a family member drives you to the airport. If you're rich and you're going to an airport, a town car or a limo takes you to the airport. But if you're middle class, you drive there and park.
Yeah. Yep.
Powerful stuff. Powerful, yes.
The faraway lot.
Yeah, then you get driven in the shuttle.
Yeah.
Interesting, huh? Sofa outside. It all started with me deciding that if you had a shower outdoors, you were either super rich or super poor. Yeah?
I noticed you adapted...
What? I would say drinks more in general.
Yes, you're right.
Probably more booze at the top and at the bottom than there is in the middle.
Kids have more trouble.
More kids, more troubled kids.
Yep, more kids, more trouble, yeah. I've noticed you've adapted the slipper thing.
Oh, yeah, I do. I'm going to hold my foot up now and I'd let engineers Michelle react to the slippers I'm currently wearing in the studio. All right, let's keep on rocking here, Drew.
We can't.
Again, this is powerful social commentary.
We can't keep on running. You've been talking so goddamn much, it's time for another break.
Well, you know what? I say fa to that. Kelly? Kelly?
Okay.
You understand, it's either my biting social commentary or this.
I understand.
Hearing the sound of a freeway. Go ahead,
there
Kelly.
She's there.
What's
yes.
up? Kelly.
Did you say Kelly?
Yes.
No, it's Kelly. I'm sorry. I didn't know you were talking to me. I've never done this before. What's up, guys?
No. All right. Now we're out of time. Did you say Kelly? Yes. Did you say Kelly? Yes. Did you say Kelly? Yes. No, it's Kelly. Awesome. Drew,
good
you're
radio.
So right. It's awesome radio. All right, now we're taking a break. Kelly, hang on a second, baby doll. Just hold the F on. Take a quick break. Drew out in Oklahoma City. I may be doing some weather when we come back.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. All that after this. Shaka, 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 shaka. Hey, everybody, Loveline. Tell you what. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew out there in Oklahoma City tonight. Hey, he's okay. Tell you what, he's out there showing dropped in there.
Acton,
checking in 6-7 degrees. Aguadosi, 6-7 degrees. Alhambra, checking
where?
In 6-7 degrees. Alhambra, Aguadosi, coming in
6-7.
Aguadolce, coming in 67 degrees. Out to Dean, 6-7. Amboy, 6-7 degrees. Anaheim, 6-7 degrees. Apple Valley, 67 degrees. Linwood, checking in 6-7 degrees. Maricopa, 6-7 degrees. Menifee, 6-7 degrees. Mentone, 6-7 degrees. Mira Loma, 6-7. Mission Hill, 6-7. Mission Valley, 6-7. Mission Viejo, 67 degrees. Mojave, checking in, 67. Monrovia, 67. Montclair, 67. Montebello, checking in, 67 big degrees. Tell you what out there, Newberry Park, checking in, 67 degrees. Newhall, 67 degrees. Norco, 67 degrees. Norwalk, 67 degrees. Alancha, checking in, 67 degrees. Tell you what, I got news, traffic, track, weather, news, traffic, weather, news, and weather when it breaks. All day, all the time. It's your weather, traffic, news, traffic, traffic, news, and weather. Weather station. I'll tell you what, check it in every half hour, every quarter hour, every 8th hour, 16th hour, and every 32nd of an hour. Oh, this just in. Aguadosa Canyon checking in 67 big degrees out there. Apple Valley 67 degrees. Banning coming in 67. Bear Valley Springs checking in 67 degrees. Barstow Bassett 67 degrees. Baldwin Park 67 degrees. Banning 67 degrees. Bel Air 67. Bell Canyon. Bell Gardens all checking in. All the bells accounted for. 67 degrees. No whistles, thank you. Just the bells. Let's hop back on the phones. What do you say, Drew?
All right, let's go.
Drew, what's the temp out there in Oklahoma City?
68 degrees.
You sure you don't want to check that temp again?
69, you're right. You're absolutely right. Way off.
67 degrees. It's not 69. 67 degrees.
Okay.
Drew, do you not know the joke?
Yes, got it.
You're going the wrong way, buddy. 68, you're supposed to go down to 67. You went for 69.
Gotcha.
You said 67 like 128 times.
I know. I was trying to be a little different. And
well, knock it off.
I will.
But when you went 69, did you think I said 69?
No.
You're so lucky you're not here. Kelly?
Hi.
So you have
I'm sorry about earlier, guys. I've never called a radio station before, so I was kind of like all nervous.
Well, I'll tell you what you can expect when you call a radio station. Weather, and more weather, and then traffic, and then more weather.
It's actually 65 in L.A. right now, though. I have to call you out.
L.A. checking in at 65. Monrovia, 65. Montclair, 65. Montebello, 65. Monterey Park, 65. Montrose, 65. We're only in the M's. Moore Park, 65. Moreno Valley, 65. Marengo Valley, 65. Do we need a Moreno Valley and a Marengo Valley?
We have both?
We got a Moreno Valley and a Marengo Valley. Seems like we're pretty much covered in the valleys that sound like Moron.
And they're close, too.
Mount Valley, Mount Baldy, Mount Wilson, all checking in, 65 degrees. What's up, Kelly? Yeah, I know. That's the whole thing. Like, can't we just expand Morongo Valley or expand Moreno Valley? Do we need to both those crappy-sounding valleys right next to each other?
I thought just
Morongo.
I didn't know.
Valley.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and how do two valleys get that close? Doesn't one of them have to be a mountain? Go ahead, Kelly.
I don't even know where that is.
Go ahead, baby doll.
Anyways. Here's my thing. I have a new boy, and I'm so in love with him. I think he's the most awesome thing ever, but I'm kind of like a serial cheater in a way.
Mm.
But not with him. I want to change it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, she wants to change. What's happened in the past?
I don't, like, sleep around with them, but, like, my exes will call me, or they'll write me little letters, and sometimes I tend to give in to it, you know, and, like, I'll have a boyfriend, but there's something fun and, like, sneaky about seeing someone else on the side, like just hanging out with someone else even though they don't know you are. I know it's so awful.
She's 20.
What?
20.
Yeah, 20. That's sort of 20-year-old behavior. Well, yeah, you know, that's despicable behavior, basically. You're hurtful to people that care very much about you. But whatever. Is that difficult for you to be in a close relationship with somebody?
No, right now it's awesome. The thing is, my girlfriends, I'll ask them advice about it, and they just laugh it off and say, oh, you're just like a dude. But that's not a good excuse. Like, I'm like a dude. That's not.
That's not an excuse. The reason is, it may just be you're going through a phase. I mean, some women will do that, but the overwhelming probability is that you just can't be in a close relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because somebody...
But the guy I'm with now, sorry, he knows about my past because he knows my friends and they've told him. And I try to tell him that it won't be that way, but like right when I was on the like waiting for you guys, my ex-boyfriend called on the other line and I'm just like, what do I do?
All right, look, Kelly, here's the whole thing. It's like whenever I think, don't masturbate, I begin masturbating, and the fifth time I say don't masturbate. You can't just walk around thinking, don't cheat. You're going to do it. Don't drink, don't smoke. Right. Whatever you do, you'll just do it.
Right.
Just relax. You like this guy. You're attracted to this guy.
No, her current guy or ex-boyfriend?
No, the current guy.
Yeah, she likes
him. You're attracted to him. You like him. Just go ahead and stay with him. Don't keep shouting in your own ear, don't cheat. But here's the other thing. If you're trying not to smoke, don't hang out with smokers. Don't go to the lounge at the airport and sit with the smokers. And if you don't drink, don't go to the bars if you don't want to. Don't get into that situation where the ex-boyfriend calls and says, oh, you know, you're really good with computers. Could you come over to my house and just help me out? Don't do it. You'll put yourself in that situation.
Right. Don't put yourself in harm's way. Don't let the train leave. Don't even go into the train station because the train will leave the station.
Right.
But but Adam, we're not getting at why she feels so compulsed to treat. She has to sabotage relationships.
All right. Well, let's get to that. But first, let's get to some more weather. City of Commerce, check it in, 67 degrees. City of Industry, 67 degrees. City of Weather, 67 degrees. I made that one up, but it would be, you know. But here is something funny. There's a City of Commerce, and then there's a Commerce.
Nice.
Do we need them both?
Yeah, there's two different? No way.
There's two Commerces. And then here's your favorite city of all time, Drew. You know what's checking in at 67 degrees?
Yucaipa.
Cudahy,
yeah.
Cudahy sounds like an Indian yelling at his kid to stop it. Cudahy! You know, Indian dad sitting around watching TV, watching smoke signals or something. Two kids playing grab ass. He can't focus. Cudahy!
Put that wiffle ball bat down.
Yeah. All right. Well, now you start talking about weather, and guess what? Kelly hung up. Oh. You see what happens?
See?
Jessica?
Yeah.
You're 28?
I am.
What's up, beautiful?
Hi. Well, I have been on the patch for like the last 2 years, and up until 6 months ago, I have loved it, but for the last 6 months, I'm spotting like continuously, even when the patch is on me. And in conjunction with that, I don't know if they're related or not, but like sex is becoming, it's not always really painful, but every once in a while, it's so painful that I like and get really nauseous.
One of the things is it pain with deep penetration or sort of an irritation like is when you start having sex? At what point?
It's like right when I start having sex.
Yeah, that's usually, oftentimes that can be vaginal dryness from the progesterone in these hormone replacement, in the birth control pill or patch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so sometimes it takes using an estrogen cream or maybe an estrogen suppository will help that out a little bit. You should talk to your doctor about that, and maybe that would correct some of, well, probably make the spotting worse, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You may need a change. It's time for a change, it sounds like. You want any other medication?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I tried changing to the Nuvo ring.
Yep.
But my doctor was just like completely unresponsive. He's like, well, if you're spotting with this and you're going to spot with anything else, and he wouldn't change me.
He wouldn't change you to the Nuvo ring?
No.
The Nuvo ring would probably take care of the irritation you've got, though, the pain with sex.
Really?
Yeah.
But do you think that it would stop the spotting?
Probably not. The spotting, you kind of have to expect spotting when you're on, oftentimes when you're on birth control like that.
Mm.
And that's sort of part of the deal.
But I've been on it
for many women. What,
and I've never had
that?
A problem.
It's not a problem. It's part of being on birth control pills. You never had it before. You were lucky. But being on birth control, you should expect that kind of thing.
Oh.
All right.
It doesn't mean there's a problem. You think it means a problem?
Well, I think a lot of women think spotting is a problem. Here's what a lot of people think. A lot of people think whatever it is they weren't doing for the past 20 years that they started doing now is a problem.
Right.
And sometimes it is.
Yeah, sometimes.
I mean, isn't that sort of traditionally how people recognize problems?
Well, strangely enough, when there is a problem, well, the way people respond is, well, how could this happen? I was fine. This never happened before.
Drew,
it's
time for you to hang up your stethoscope. You hate people now, officially.
No, I do not.
Yes, you do. You hate your patients.
But I would. No, I don't. I just find it's ironic that
you hate people and people are patients. I'm just
I just think it's ironic that people want to make a problem when there isn't one, and when there genuinely is one, it's how could this be?
Drew, listen, I'm just saying my work is done because when I met you, you liked people. That's all. Drew's a bitter shell of a man. When I met him, he was like, I was a bobblehead doll. Hey, yeah, what do you want? Hey, you say jump, I say how high, and now it's like, blow me. God love you, Drew. Let me tell you some cities.
Become one of your minion.
You just never heard of, Drew.
Okay.
There's a pumpkin center.
Oh, what? In Southern California?
Well, it's just California. There's a Tecopa. Here's my favorite. I don't know where this is, but I'm moving. Sugarloaf.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, just the idea that you get to live in a town named after a crappy 70s band. Yeah, green-eyed lady, lovely lady. Boom, boom, boom. I think that's Sugarloaf's only hit. And if I was the mayor of Sugarloaf, that would be pumped in into every municipal building.
24/7.
My own, my big fat ass every day when I wake up. That was pretty good. My fat ass. Oh my God. Hey, play that again.
That's what they kept calling Sugar Ray Sugarloaf all night.
Oh, is that what it is? None of us have that kind of memory, Anderson.
Right, Anderson's pretty good.
Oh, he's going deep tonight. Yeah.
Hey. The hell out of her butthole, man.
Just saying, if you lived in Sugarloaf
Posse, if no one else remembers what Anderson's dropping in here.
If you lived in the town of Sugarloaf and you were the mayor and you pumped it in and you would pump it into courts and you would pump it into hospitals and it just anything and people be in there talking to the judge about being assaulted and raped and you just hear that bass line, boom, 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 boom. It'd be on a continuous loop. Eventually, the entire town would kill themselves.
Speaking of killing myself, do you want to read the Cry Wolf thing again?
I don't have that, but I can tell you it's 67 in Gardena. Garden Grove checking in at 67. Fullerton, 67. Fraser Park, Drew. A surprising 67 degrees. I don't have that thing in front of me. Do you have that?
All callers tonight are over 18 that get on the air will receive two tickets to see Cry Wolf. It opens up on Friday. You Lie, You Die.
Yeah.
And it's about a group of students who sort of concoct an online murder mystery that comes to life and he kills everybody. Those of you that get on the air and win these two tickets will be put in a drawing to see if you get the opportunity to follow Block Party through Europe or see them in one of their concerts. Mm-hmm.
I'm going out to the Magic Johnson Cinema out in Sugarloaf to watch that this Friday, buddy. In?
Nice. I'm going.
All right, let's talk to Sky because she has a hot name. Sky?
Hi.
17?
Yep.
Oh, what's up? What's the problem?
well, I just want to know, I have severe depression and PTSD.
Uh-oh.
And my boyfriend has severe depression. And I'm just, wondering, is that, really going to affect our relationship? Because we really do love each other.
Hold on. What do you have the post-traumatic stress disorder from?
When I was 14, I was raped.
Who raped you? Hold on. Who? Who did this?
Two guys that I really used to hang around with all the time. Really in a good crowd when I was younger.
Now, did you ever prosecute them?
No.
Okay, so a post-traumatic stress disorder is usually triggered by a stress in the present that harkens back to a more significant trauma, oftentimes in the past. Mm-hmm. So that means you were victimized in some way as a child.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Well, I was 13.
Well, no, even before that. What happened when you were little?
Weren't you 14 5 minutes ago?
Yeah.
Well, it was, right before my birthday.
What happened when you were a kid, when you were six?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Where's your dad?
Sleeping.
In 6 feet of dirt?
House.
Okay. And why were you hanging around at 13 with such a motley crew?
That's right. That's more evidence that something was wrong.
You're basically hanging with teenage rapists when you're 13 years old. What's going on
they
at home?
They were a lot older than me. I was in foster care.
That's trauma. You understand? That's serious trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, so you were victimized early.
Sky, I know you're angry and I know things have been tough on you, but go ahead and fess up these things so we can get to it, please. You're in foster care. I mean, you know, here's the thing. Let's talk about this for a second, because I think a lot of time people think foster care or adoption, you know, they don't even draw a distinction between the two oftentimes. Adoption means from, you know, the time you could open your eyes, you were just with a loving family oftentimes. Right. Foster care means there was some serious S going on at the house and you saw God knows what before somebody snatched you out of there and put you with another family.
Right.
And that means scarring, emotional.
And then that puts you, having been in those sorts of horrible situations, sort of indoctrinates you into the whole freeze response in the setting of severe chaos.
Right.
And when somebody comes at you, that's a victimizer. You freeze. You have a sort of a death-feigning response, and you become a perfect victim. And then you'll get PTSD because it harkens back to all the horrible stuff in your childhood.
What happened that got you into foster care?
My mom has...
addiction.
Both of my parents are alcoholics.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
My father has a problem with domestic violence.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. I hope they cranked out a whole bunch of kids.
I'm the oldest of five.
Oh, my God.
Well, what are you, five? The over-under was seven, Drew.
Ugh.
My parents are both really young, too. My mom's only going to be 35.
Right.
That's even
better.
Hold on.
Now I'm never wrong about this.
Oh, here we go.
Just
okay.
Not wrong about it.
You're never wrong.
I've been wrong.
Never
I've been wrong.
Wrong
in the past.
No,
but,
not,
I, this
but tonight
time
you're
I
every,
feel
no,
it.
No way. Yeah.
You guys are Jews, right?
Nope.
Your
oh, man. I'm just...
You take another crack. Another crack at it.
Okay.
Another one.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Okay. You got to be Japanese, then, right?
Nope.
Okay. Then I just don't know what to... I can't make heads or tails of this world anymore, Drew. Everything I thought I knew was wrong. And I've been wrong every time on this one, and normally my instincts are spot on. Drew, I'm ready to hang up the cans. I really am.
Shocking.
Every
but here's
single
the deal.
Time I've been wrong about this. Every
you,
time.
You, a sick person, well, sick person, I don't want to use too pejorative a term, but you, a person with mental health issues who has depression, getting involved with somebody else with mental health issues is not a recipe for great success. The depression, obviously, in a million ways can interfere with your relationship. The antidepressant treatments can affect your sexuality and your drive. What's that?
I'm not on anything.
How come?
I don't like medication. Mm-hmm.
And how about your boyfriend? Is he on stuff?
Prozac and Concerta.
Okay, right. And so that'll make him not feel like having sex, or if he does, it'll be hard to, you know.
Guy, let me just give you some sagely advice. You had a horrible 0 to 17 years. You don't need to make 17 to 85 horrible too.
Nor should you repeat what your parents did.
Nor should you get pregnant. Now, let me tell you something about your chances of getting pregnant as opposed to someone who hasn't been through what you've been through. 1,000,000% higher that you're going to be pregnant by your... Actually, I can't believe you're not pregnant yet. You're 17.
By morning.
Yes, by this time tomorrow, you will have triplets. And they'll be born. That's how fast. Like an alien. All right, so look. Here, sweetie, get yourself some help. Stay away from booze.
I'm therapy.
Good.
Excellent.
Good. And stay with it. And you're in love with this guy? Great. Don't get pregnant.
No, we decided that we weren't going to have sex until we both know that we're ready.
Wow.
That's fantabulous. But when you do
don't
know...
Don't be ready until you're 28.
No, but
I'm saying...
college. I don't want to be like my parents.
Good. That's it. Let them
motivate
you. Don't
want to be like your parents.
You. That's right. That's right, everybody. They're abusive. They abused you. They abused substances. Don't be like them. Why can't people, you know, all right, Drew, let's talk about this.
Yeah.
People, unfortunately, here's how we're put together and wired emotionally. You come from abuse. You come from alcoholism. You come from these big families. You come from, you know, teenage mothers and abject poverty. And what do? Well, you just...
Same thing.
Get strung out on speed and crap out a couple of kids by the time you're 12. Mm-hmm. That's what you do. Now, and I'm not going to say 1%. I'm going to say 4% of those people see that and say, never again, not to me. Not going to work it this way. And they become Madonna. Now, eventually they become your boss and you hate their guts. Until one day at the Christmas party, they have a little too much Chevy's Regal and break down into a heap and creep you out. Start talking about being molested when they're 14 and stuff, and all of a sudden the person you hated, you just want to get away from because they're freaking you out.
It's getting a little too specific and cathartic.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't know what is different about that less than 5% that somehow says, I saw what alcohol did to my dad. I saw what the abuse did. I saw what the teenage pregnancy does. And I'm not having sex. And I'm going
couple
to college.
Things.
I'm going to get
couple
away from
things.
This.
I can tell you a couple of things. There are resiliency factors that are genetic that the child who makes that choice is usually not the child with the genetic heritage for addiction and a single sustained positive relationship outside the home. That those are the things that tend to contribute to somebody not ending up the way they normally do after a situation like that. And she, by the way, sounds like she could make it out.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, Drew.
Tell me.
Foster care, multiple siblings, teenage parents, a physically abusive father, alcoholism, not Jews. Everything I know is wrong. Everything. Down is up, up is down. It's all over the place, Drew. I'm spinning. Hey, do you understand?
I need you to do just a couple minutes on rape, because this was a rape call. Because, you know, rape is a violent crime.
I can't
violent
do it.
Crime.
I can't
Come
do
on,
it
please.
Anymore. I'm not your monkey. How dare you?
Let me tell you something about my humor. I do not want you to do the rape thing. Do not talk about rape.
Oh, you don't.
Do not discuss it.
Oh, you don't.
Do not.
Oh,
I'm telling you, do not mention rape again.
You think you're the
We're
boss
We're not
of me.
Talking about rape
You think
tonight.
You're my
We're
boss?
Not doing it.
I'll
I am. We're
something.
Not talking about it.
I'll tell you
We're
something,
not going to discuss
Drew.
It.
Not
no
only
rape.
Am I going to talk about rape, but if you were here, I would tell it to your ugly face. I'm doing an hour on rape, and you can't stop me. Do you understand?
We're not
You're lucky I'm not raping right now. That's how much raping I'm going to do. That's how much rape talk there's going to be. But I'll tell you something. I'll tell you something about rape. I'll tell you something I've learned about rape from listening to people talk about rape. Not a sexual crime.
Not at all.
Not a sexual crime. A violent crime where you come at the end. Do you understand me? But there's
so it's like going into a liquor store, pistol whipping the guy behind the counter.
That's right. Taking the money, kicking his lifeless corpse, ejaculating on him, and leaving. It is that violent.
And not having a sexual experience.
It is. No, would not be. It, just because you have an erection and there's semen blasting from the end of your penis does not mean it's a sexual experience. It is a violent experience.
It's a violent crime.
Not ever, it's a violent crime. It's not a sexual crime.
How could I ever confuse that with a sexual crime? It's impossible.
I don't know why the word sexual ever got involved with rape just because you orgasm. does not. Here's the thing. If every time I orgasmed it was sexual, I would be a rich man. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand. It's amazing.
Yes, it's like anything else. It's like it's like if I was counterfeiting hundreds and orgasming simultaneously, it would be counterfeiting. It would not be a sexual crime.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. What would be sexual about that?
Just because sperm is blasting out of your penis at breakneck speed does not mean it's a sexual crime.
So it comes out fast for you, huh?
When are people going to learn? When are they going to learn? Do you understand?
Yeah, it's a violent crime. I understand.
There are no rape victims, only rape survivors.
Right, of course.
Right. You can be a
they
victim.
Didn't survive. They didn't
You'd
survive
be a victim of violent crime, but you cannot be a victim of a sexual crime. You'd be a survivor of a sexual crime.
Well,
and the sexual crime's not a sexual crime. It's a violent crime. It's just a guy busts a nut at the end. That's all. Okay. It's important that people get it right. That's all
I'm
saying.
Just,
Now, just so people are clear, we're in no by no means making fun of rape or anyone's done it. I just can't stand the society we're living in where everything has to be labeled in a stupid, angry way.
Yeah. It's a twist of reality.
Yeah, if you're going to be a victim of violent crime, you can be a victim of a sexual crime. And if someone is having an orgasm, let's just go out on a limb and call it a sexual crime. Let's call it sexual for them, at least. At least. Yeah. Because if it was about violence, I think they'd just punch people in the head. I don't think they'd be humping them.
No. I think pretty much by definition, any activity that includes humping includes sex.
For the person that's doing it.
Yes. That's what I'm pointing.
I think the problem is the implication is it's a sexual crime, then it must be sex for the person who's being victimized.
Right, which is not true.
Absolutely not true.
Because that would be like saying that child abuse is sexual to kids. It's not. It's just true.
Yeah, or that my throw pillow was having consensual sex with my dog. It's a victim.
Or your beanbag chair was having consensual sex with you when you were younger.
How dare you, Drew? How dare you draw my personal shame into this?
It was a beanbag chair, wasn't it?
Well, it wasn't me. It was my buddy. But if I bring his name up again,
he's
going to sue me.
you turned the beanbag chair into, what, cement?
You just had to drop an elbow on it in order to get it going again. That's all. Just to kind of, it's like an ice cube tray. You twist it a little, it cracks, and then you can get them out of the tray. That's all. That's all you had to do with the beanbag chair. Get comfortable. All right, let's take a break, shall we?
All right, let's do it. Yeah, it's good.
We'll be back after this. Yeah.
That sounds great, by the way, Adam. That sounds great. What? Okay.
Anderson gave me like a go, and then he gave me a 3-2-1. Didn't he?
No, I think you thought my three was a go.
Oh, okay. Sounded like it. What's up, everybody? Loveline, man. That's Dr. Drew over there in Oklahoma City. When are you coming back, my brother?
Tomorrow.
Hmm.
Just looking at that, in fact.
How long's that flight? 4 hours?
Well, you know what? It's about that. But I went to Burbank, right? I flew out of Burbank.
Mm-hmm.
And that means I had to go to Denver and pick up a flight. I swear to God, I would do that. I'd spend 2 hours in Denver as opposed to go to LAX.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It was like 12 minutes to get in and out of Burbank, and from my house, LAX would have been 2 hours.
Still, you had to go to Denver and hang out for a while.
That's cool, though.
You could do worse than Denver.
Yes.
It's a nice airport, too.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, ready to keep rocking here, Drew?
Let's go. Yep.
Just saying. See, nocturnal seizures.
Ooh, that's nice. These are the guys that have sex with their girlfriends and things in the middle of the night don't know it.
Okay. Let's talk to James, though. He has bumps on his penis. He's been on hold for 84 minutes. Let me get rid of him. James?
Hey, what's up, guys?
24. 25.
Yeah. Check it out. When I was 15 years old, like before I even had sex or anything like that, I noticed I would get bumps down there. And, I figured, I didn't know what the hell to figure, to be honest. And when you're 15 years old, I was like, okay, well, I got pimples on my face. Maybe these are pimples down there or something. And, I got older and they're still there. And I mean, I take a shower like every day. I clean down there,
All right.
Hold on. Are they flesh-colored bumps or are they like cystic pus? Are they like acne?
Like,
say that again?
They're just flesh, and it's like, here's the thing that I think I know what it is. I'm hairy, like a mother, I'm just...
All right, he's a hairy guy. Do you think they're follicles, or do you think they're pearly penile papules?
No, there are these spongy growths that men can get, particularly on their testes, that sort of look kind of funny and alarming.
Oh, yeah.
They're nothing.
I hit a few of them before. It's awesome.
Well, you had those black ones you were panicked about.
Yeah.
What?
Well, here's the thing. When I see them or something, dirt will come out of it like you would see out of a pimple, And, I mean, I scrub, and I don't know what.
Oh, my God.
The S word. Our colors are so good.
It's been on hold for 84. It's been on hold for 85 minutes. And I know a lot of people listening think there's 100 minutes in an hour, but there's only 60.
Yeah.
So being on hold for 85 minutes is really like being on hold for an hour and a half. He spoke for 1 minute.
Dropped the S-bomb.
Dropped the S-bomb, and we had to keep moving.
Well, here's the deal. It may well be a sort of a clogged follicle or, you know, sort of a comedo, it's called. And that some people form those, and you know, I see a dermatologist about this, things they can do to get rid of those.
Comedo sounds like a nice slang for penis. The word.
No, it's not. A comedo are these are basically the blackheads that when you squeeze them, toothpaste comes out.
Nice.
Isn't nice? Nice.
I love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Nothing more satisfying. I do not like a zit on my forehead, but I'll take one on the sack. Because I don't read.
You can work on it.
Well, I don't read on the pot. You know, I'm not a reader. You know what I mean?
You work on yourself.
Well, otherwise, what am I doing? I'm just sitting there staring at my knees.
Oh.
I got to do something. You know what I mean?
I'm a multitasker.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's so much
of that sack, too. Do you remember when you and I convinced Jimmy Kimmel that you were having a sacoplasty? A scrotoplasty?
Yeah, I'll tell you the most insulting thing about us convincing Jimmy that I had a scrotoplasty, which I think is a word I just made up at the table
at a wedding. Yes.
And here's the thing that was most insulting about the scrotoplasty is not only did Jimmy, but the other eight people at the table, everyone was high, by the way, but or drunk. Everyone thought that I had the scrotoplasty. And then Jimmy's defense for thinking I had a scrotoplasty is what a likely candidate I was for that kind of thing. Not my prodigious sack, but just in general. If anyone was going to be vain enough to have some work done, it'd be the ace man.
No, he was talking about the size of the sack.
No, he wasn't. He was like, yeah. Oh, you know, who knows? I'm sure you've done things or you'd do anything.
Wow.
Me, the one who barely wipes?
Well, barely wipes. You have the automatic toilet that wipes for you.
Yeah. Best gift Jimmy ever got me.
He's got a toilet that sprays water in his tukai.
It does? Am I supposed to apologize for that?
Just go ahead. Follow on.
When you're a man of my means, you get water shot up your ass.
Well,
that's how
the
it
other
works.
Thing is trying to use something that has been, you know, the caveman used, the toilet paper. Yeah. With the other prodigious qualities you have back there. It's like taking peanut butter out of shag carpet.
Well, Drew, this coming from a man who has less hair on his body than that Vietnamese chick who got her clothes burned off by the napalm in that famous picture. Do you understand that she had more body hair than you do, Drew?
Yes, yes, and you found all of it. It was transferred to you.
Drew is like a creepy smooth. Creepy
smooth.
My arms are. But yeah. plenty of normal hair growth downstairs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Of course. Please.
Man of passion must have a silky bed for which to rest his penis.
Are you high tonight? Are you high?
Trying.
Drunk?
We got nothing. No, we got nothing here but me and Michelle been huffing copier toner.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's like, look. I'd be doing it every night, but when you're sitting next to the man, I don't need to be judged.
Shame.
I don't need to be judged. Hey, Taylor.
Yes.
You're 20?
Yes.
Germany or Florida, baby?
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Let's get it on.
First off, Adam. It's an honor. Drew, it's an honor to talk to you guys.
Thank you.
And Adam, I love your TV show.
Hey, tonight, it's on as we speak on Comedy Central. Nice movie review tonight. Big movie review.
Yeah,
a movie
I saw
that's
that.
20 years old. It's awesome. Yeah.
I still haven't seen that movie.
Oh, you never seen Gremlins?
No.
Yeah, you gotta see Gremlins. Gremlins fun? A little romp? Kind of a fun movie? It's just that one scene that's a little weird in it, that's all.
Which one?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to give too much away, but, who the hell cares? The movie Gremlins, fun sort of fantasy romp, but there is a scene in the middle of the movie when Phoebe Cates has to explain why she doesn't like Christmas and basically explains that her father tried to crawl down the chimney one Christmas when she was nine,
and they
noticed a smell coming from the chimney, and 5 days later, the fireman broke it open and found his decomposing corpse.
Well, it's a good time for it's kids' film. Come on.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It seems very out of place. Let me just say this with the chimney thing in general, everybody. I know nobody writes movies actually knows how chimneys are constructed. You can't get down a chimney. A chimney flue is about the size of a coffee can, number one. Number two, you get down to the bottom, you hit the shelf, basically. I mean, go try to stick your hand up there and see how far you can get your hand up the chimney. All this stuff where it's like they do this in movies all the time. It's like, oh, my dad used to dress up and come down the... What are you, crazy? It's like saying I got into my car by crawling through the exhaust pipe.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway. Yeah.
Hey, you know, Adam, your life partner, Mo, is a drywaller.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sheet rocker.
Yeah.
Slinging mud. I have to talk to him about topping.
He's around.
No Taylor? Mo.
Yeah.
No Mo Mo. Taylor, go ahead. Germany or Florida? Here we go, baby.
All right. Wielding tables and chairs, a defiant owner and his wife chased three armed robbers out of their restaurant, police said Wednesday. The men brandishing a pistol and a knife broke into the Chinese restaurant shortly after it closed Tuesday night. The owner, 54, and his wife, 51, attacked the gang with furniture. The owner and his wife reacted quickly, said a police spokesman. They picked up tables and chairs and threw them at the suspects and chased them out.
Mm. Okay.
Chinese restaurant. Okay, go ahead, Drew.
Well, first of all, if that had happened in Florida, they'd all be dead.
Because right? It would have been they'd have gun. What? Some there'd be gunplay.
Whatever. Whoever came to rob the store would have shot them all over that.
Yeah.
The other thing, but against Germany, they don't really have immigrants in Germany, do they? Do they?
I don't know that they allow people that look different than they do into the country.
Not in Germany. No, we've heard Chinese, they had a history of
Chinese immigrants. Yeah. Yeah, they like to.
But I still think I got to go to Germany. I think I got to go to Germany because I just don't think that could actually happen in Florida without somebody getting killed.
I'm thinking Germany too, but I'm going to go Florida just because I know how to do good radio.
All right.
So I say Florida. Drew says Germany. And the answer to Germany or Florida is, Taylor?
Germany.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Berlin.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, vindication.
So. Yeah. Vindication sounds like a German word.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Taylor?
Yeah.
We're going to send you out an empty envelope.
Okay.
All right. Let's take ourselves a little break. When we come back, we'll talk to Tasha. Tasha's pregnant, craving everything.
Oof.
Wants all kinds of food. What happened to sherbet, Drew? Didn't people used to eat sherbet?
Went the way of the dodo.
It did. It used to be a lot of talk about getting your tonsils out and then getting to eat sherbet.
Orange sherbet.
Even when I was eight, I couldn't understand that math. Like, how about you go to the goddamn store and just buy some sherbet? I don't have to have a piece of me hacked out with a scalpel. No. You get to eat sherbet. Sherbet. You know what sherbet is? Sherbet is one of those crappy things that your grandparents decide you should eat when you go to their house. It's that subtle punishment you get. There's always that difference between grandpa's house and your house, and one of those differences is sherbet.
However, all this talk about sherbet's making me hungry.
Yeah.
For Bugle, strangely enough.
Oh, man. I have two huge pillowcases filled with Bugles over
so
here, Drew.
Jealous. Oh, my God, man.
You can't get your filthy tongue on any of them. Sherbet. We'll have a nice, eat some nice tongue for dinner, and then we'll have a dessert with some nice green sherbet. Why do you got to be weird just because you're old? And then wash that down with some refreshing buttermilk. What is that? You know what I mean?
Yes.
You got to be weird when you're old? Like, Drew, here's what I'm saying. One day, your kids are going to have kids. You're going to have grandkids. They're going to come over to your house. What are you going to be doing? Smoking a Tipperillo, eating a tongue sandwich and sherbet?
Yes.
Drinking beef motto? What happens to you when you get older?
I draw the line there. It'll be clam motto.
All right. I'm just saying, won't you just be eating what you're eating now and drinking what you're drinking now? Do you have to go weird?
No.
You think you'll be drinking buttermilk?
No.
My grandpa would be buttermilk, and then he'd, like, shoot seltzer into it. And this thing was always refreshing. Refreshing. It's quenching. It's quenching. No, it's not quenching. I don't want any more, but it's not because I'm quenched. There's a difference. Make no mistake, old man. Well, it's not that it's quenching. It's that it tastes like ass. And I don't want any more. That's not the same as quenching. So quenching. Hungarian Jew. Crazy.
Yeah, yes. Yes. God, I like give you your sense of humor, though.
Those Hungarian Jews eat the stuff that you throw out from the cow. You know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah. Man, there's nothing better than some stomach lining. Got to have some eyeballs, some tongue. If a cow had a filling in its tooth, my grandpa would eat it. We've not had filling. Oh, spreading it on some rye bread. You've not. Oh, delicious.
Quenching.
Stuffed cow tooth filling. Awesome. not had the eyelash. Awesome. All right, let's take a break. We'll be back after this. Yeah, get it on, everybody. No choice but to get it on.
Adam, I'm very excited about something.
Yep. What's that?
This is the last time I have to say that the callers who get on the air tonight are over 18 get two tickets to see Cry Wolf, which opens on Friday, You Lie, You Die, about a group of students who establish an online murder mystery which comes to life and the guy kills everybody. And those of you that get on the air are going to be put in a drawing. It will be announced on Sunday. To see a block party in a concert wherever you like in Europe.
Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were talking about what my crazy Jewish grandfather, who is not related to me, by the way, for those who think I'm Jewish, step-grandfather. Oh, yeah. The Corollas were doing it a long time ago. You dysfunctional families think... you guys think you pioneered this dysfunctional family crap? Hell no. We've been doing it for about 80 years, maybe over that. But engineeress Michelle was just explaining to me how her uncle used to cook a whole cow's head.
Ooh.
Boil the cow's head.
Eat the brains out of it?
Brains, eyes, everything. Oh, and I thought, yep, the Jews and the Mexicans, boy, they could really have a competition about what part of the cow they would eat. It would get down to hooves and fur. And eventually just fecal matter. And it'd be like, name that tune, like, I'll eat that cow and find, you know, and just keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. I'll eat the cud out of its stomach, out of its seventh stomach. All right, where are we, Drew? Let's talk to, it's Tasha. I guess I said Tasha before. Did it get changed or did I screw that up?
Actually, no, you just pronounced it wrong. It's Tasher.
But earlier before, when we went to break, I said Tasha. Right?
Yeah.
Don't belabor it. Let's keep going.
All right, but did the phone screeners change it, or did I just screw it up? That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. The phone screener had a hard time saying it, too.
All right.
Here we go.
That's a horrible name.
Breaking it down.
What would you say?
I said it's a horrible name.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm so glad you like it.
Tasher. Doesn't everyone call it Tasher?
Does what?
What is it, Tasher or Tasher?
It's Tasher.
Oh, okay. All right, do people call you Tasher?
All the time. It's very, very unusual for somebody to actually pronounce it correctly.
Okay, we're about out of time now. There we go.
Do you always correct them?
Adam, do not take calls.
All the time?
Do not to talk to our callers. Do not take any more calls.
No, I'm not talking to her. She said they always mispronounce it, and she has to correct people all the time. And oof. I just can't stand that human being. I can't stand it. Can't stand it. All right.
I get that.
Just got back from Iraq.
You did?
Yeah. Hello? Jessica?
Yeah?
Just got back from Iraq?
A couple months ago. Actually, almost a year ago. I just got out of the military.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do over there?
Technically, I was a mechanic, but for about 8 months, I was a gunner.
Wow.
Yeah.
What were you gunner on?
I was a Humvee gunner.
Wow.
Crazy.
Ooh. Yeah, I was.
Diesel dyke.
Anything weird?
Go ahead.
I mean, how was it?
Hot.
Yeah.
Wow. Are you a lesbian?
Oh, no, I'm not.
Wow. A mechanic. And then went to ball turret gunner on a Hummer in Iraq. I mean, holy Christ, woman. All right. So what's up?
Well, ever since I got out of the military, I've been having issues with physical touch, and my sex drive has just, like, plummeted. And right now I'm engaged, and I'm afraid it's going to affect our future. I was wondering if this stuff is going to pass or if this is what it was caused from.
Are you having like a post-traumatic stress reaction?
I'm not sure.
All right. Well, look, I mean, you can go to your doctor, but I mean, after seeing what you've seen and being where you've been, you know what I mean? I mean, look, my dog goes to the vet. My wife's thrown off. She's not right for 2 weeks, you know?
Right.
You go to Iraq working as a gunner. I mean, my God, woman. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got to expect something. I know, get some help, but obviously this is connected. Yeah. All right. And they must be able to contact the military or whoever your CO is or whatever and see about availing yourself of some of this help.
There you go.
Let's take a break, shall we, Drew?
Yes, sir.
We'll be back after this. Yeah, love line.
There you go.
Well, that's the week. I want to give some thanks where thanks are due. Marcus.
Nice.
Engineer Marcus doing a great job. Engineer Rick doing a great job. Engineeress Michelle, fantabulous as usual. Engineer Anderson, can't stop that love train. I want to thank... Producer Ann, I want to thank Junior producer Lauren for doing a fantastic job. Gonna give up the ghost for Tori Amos to do some work on the Inland Invasion on Saturday.
Oh my God, that's a catastrophe for her.
That's Employee of the Month status right there.
Of the decade. What are you talking about?
Yeah. And who else?
Patricia.
Nice job on the phones, baby doll. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Where's your dad?
Sleeping.
In 6 feet of dirt?
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.